各位大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters and everyone.
首先代表真耶稣教会非常欢迎今天第一次来临的慕道朋友在我们中间参加我们的聚会。
On behalf of Vancouver Church, I welcome one of you who is here for the first time.
我们今天晚上的题目是人若渴了。
Tonight, this evening, our topic is if anyone is thirsty.
我们神造我们人类的身体。
God has made us.
我们身体全身差不多四分之三是水分。
But three quarters of our composition is water.
可能在座的当中有一些人现在嘴巴渴了，想要喝水。
Among us, perhaps some of us feel thirsty right now.
等一下就可以了。
We can have our water later.
但是呢，我们人可以差不多两个礼拜不吃饭都不会死。
We humans, we can survive 2 weeks without food.
但是只要三天不喝水，都撑不住了。
But if we go without water for 3 days, we wouldn't sustain life anymore.
因为我们身体本来就是水分。
Because water is part of our body.
肉体如果渴了，会让人家很难受。
If we are thirsty, we feel horrible.
但是如果喝一杯水就可以解渴。
However, a glass of water is able to quench a thirst.
但是今天最严重的渴，并不是肉体嘴巴的渴。
Today, the most severe thirst is not physical thirst.
现代的人有心灵的饥渴。
People of today have suffers from spiritual thirst.
那么怎么样可以满足心灵的饥渴呢？
So how do we quench this spiritual thirst?
不同的人想用不同的方法。
Different people use different methods.
有一些人想用钱财来满足心灵的饥渴。
Some try to satisfy themselves with money.
我们生活非常的忙碌。
We lead a very busy life.
在座当中有谁不是为了生活在忙呢？
Among us, who's not busy for the sake of money or life?
不是为了两餐来劳碌了。
Among us, who's not busy just to put food on the table?
尤其是加拿大，赚钱很难。
Especially in Canada, it is hard to make a living.
税又那么重。
Taxes are so high.
大家来到这里就是为了更好的生活。
Everybody comes here to lead a better life.
但是我们问一个问题。
But let's ask a question.
是不是钱财越多就一定会越快乐？
When you have more wealth, does it mean that you will be happier?
当然，如果很穷，太穷的话，绝对是痛苦的。
Of course, when you suffer from poverty, your life is miserable.
但是如果一个人已经到了某一个程度了，再多的钱会不会让我们更快乐？
But when you have reached a certain stage, would more money satisfy you?
请看一节经节。
Let us read a verse in the Bible.
旧约的传道书第五章。
In the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
旧约的传道书第五章第十节
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10
第十节到十一节
verse 10 He who loves money will not be satisfied with money nor he who loves wealth with gain this also is vanity 11 When goods increase they increase who eat them and what gain has their owner but to see them with his eyes
这里告诉我们答案是否定的。
The answer here is a negative one.
钱财越多，并不代表会越来快乐。
The more money you have does not mean that you will be happier.
为什么呢？
Why?
这一节告诉我们有两个原因。
This verse gives us two reasons.
第一个原因
First.
就是当人拥有的越多的时候，我们的贪念，我们的欲望也会越来越多。
First is that the more you have, the more desire and greed you suffer from.
这里并不是说银子不可以满足人。
Here is not telling us that money cannot satisfy our needs.
但是这里说贪爱银子，这不能满足人了。
But here says he who loves money will not be satisfied.
因为人的欲望是没有限制的。
Because there is no limit to our desires.
物质有限。
There is a limit to physical things.
欲望没有限。
But there is no limit to desires.
当一个没有钱的时候
，When a person has no money,
我们的目标可能有10万块，我就满足了。
Our goal is if I have $10,000, I'll be happy.
但是有一天得了10万块呢？
But if you do make $10,000,
下一个目标就是100万。
Then your next goal or target will be $1,000,000.
得了100万会不会开心？
And when you have $1,000,000, will you be happy?
我们会想1000万。
We'll think about $1,000,000,000.
这个是绝对的。
This is absolute.
我们来看，我们知不知道全世界差不多第三有钱的人是谁呢？
Do we know who is the third richest man in the world?
当然，如果说物质上最有钱，大家都知道是 Bill Gates。
And of course, we know that the person who is the wealthiest in the world.Is Bill Gates.
第二就是他微软的第二个创办人啊 ，Paul Allen.
And the second wealthiest man would be his co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen.
第三个呢，就是一个很会炒股票、非常会投资的美国投资家巴菲特。
And the third would be an investment guru, and his name is Warren Buffett.
前一阵子我看到一段新闻。
And a few days ago, I read the news.
他看好这个股市，全球的股市在五十年之后还一定会比现在更高的。
Warren Buffett felt that the stock market will increase or actually go up in 50 years' time.
所以可以他放很多很多几十亿的资金再来投资来买这个期权。
So he spent several billion dollars buying certain stocks.
来赌这个五十年之后的股票一定会比现在更猖狂。
He's willing to bet that in 50 years the stock market will be better than what is now.
他就会赚更多的钱。
And he'll be able to make more money.
我在想他已经几岁了。
Think about how old is he?
大概我看至少六十几岁了。
I'm pretty sure he is probably in his 60s.
五十年之后他有几岁了？
In 50 years time, how old will he be?
真的赚到那么钱，有没有办法享用到了？
Even if he did make that money, would he be able to use them?
大概他想他要当全世界最有钱的人。
Perhaps he wants to be the richest man in the world.
所以人赚了钱，但是没有办法满足心灵。
We humans, we can make and earn money, but money cannot satisfy us.
那么另外的第二个原因不能够满足。
The second reason we cannot be satisfied.
第十一节这里说货物增添，用的人就更增添了。
It says when goods increase, they increase who eats them.
赚得多，用的也多。
The more you earn, the more you use.
花的也凶。
And the more you spend.
报纸报道。
Newspaper reports.
根据那个调查，在1957年第二次世界大战之后
，According to a survey after the Second World War around 1957,
好，那些报道调查就问英国人，你到底快不快乐
？There was a survey among the Britons asking them, "Are you happy?"
那么当时的是战后第二次是大战之后，大家很穷。
So this was a survey conducted post Second World War, and where everybody was poor.
但是当时在1957年说我很快乐的人大概有50%。
However, in 1957, about 50% of the population said they were happy.
现在是2006年。
Today is 2006.
再一次问这个问题。
Same survey was conducted.
说我很快乐的人有多少呢
？How many people actually said that they are happy?
现在没有打仗。
We are not in war time.
物质很发达。
And we enjoy our modern technology.
结果只有三分之一的人说我很快乐。
However, only a third of the population said they're happy.
所以这个到底又告诉我们什么
？So what does the survey tell us?
钱很重要。
Money is important.
可以买给我们房子。
Money can buy us a house.
但是买不到快乐的家庭。
But it cannot buy us a happy family.
钱可以买到很好的药。
Money can buy good medicine.
但是买不到健康。
However, it cannot buy us health.
钱可以买到女人、男人。
Men can buy you money, can buy you men and women.
但是买不到爱情。
But it cannot buy you love.
钱可以买到书。
Money can buy you books.
买不到智慧。
But it cannot buy you wisdom.
这个世界很多东西用钱可以买得到。
There are many things in the world that we can buy with money.
最重要的东西，钱却是买不到。
But what is most important to us cannot be bought with.
最重要的东西是什么呢
？What is the most important thing?
是生命。
Your life.
我们请看马太福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章
Matthew chapter 16
26节
Verse 26
马太福音第十六章二十六节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life?
主耶稣说如果一个人可以赚了全世界
Our Lord Jesus says If a man can gain the whole world
这个是一个很大胆的假设
This is a very enormous comparison.
基本上是不可能得到的。
Basically, this seems to be impossible.
今天我们加拿大温哥华的房子全加拿大最贵。
The housing market in Vancouver is the most expensive in Canada.
有人为了一栋房子一辈子劳碌都还没有供好。
There are some people who work all their life but still couldn't pay off the mortgage on the house.
不要说赚全世界了，占整条这条 Gother Street 就不容易了。
Let's not talk about the whole world. If you can own every house on this Gother Street, it is not an easy task.
但是如果真的赚到了
But if you did manage to do that,
生命如果没有了
Yet you have lost your life.
有什么意思呢
What's the point of that?
我们有没有想过如果今天晚上生命就结束了
Have you thought if your life ends tonight?
我们的存款我们的房子
Our savings, our house.
有什么意思呢
What's the point of having those?
可以带来走吗
Can you bring them with you?
不单指肉体的生命用钱买不到
Not only you cannot buy physical life with money
灵魂属灵的生命用钱也买不到
You cannot buy your spirit or your spiritual life
所以如果尝试用物质来满足心灵的话
So if you're trying to use physical things to satisfy your emptiness
到最后还是虚空的
But everything would end up in vain
那么如果不用钱可以用什么呢
If not with money then what can we use?
第二种人有人想说我要追求知识追求智慧可以让我
There's some people who said, that if I pursue for knowledge, pursue for wisdom, perhaps those can satisfy me.
人类有很多的欲望。
We humans, we have much desires.
啊，其中一种欲望叫做求知欲。
But there is one which is the desire to pursue for knowledge.
啊，这种欲望比较高级。
This is probably a higher class desire.
这种欲望也很重要。
It is also an important desire.
因为人类的社会的进步就是在于有求知欲这种东西。
Because the advancement of the society is based on desires.
我们想知道更多。
We want to know more.
所以我们会发明东西。
That's why we'll invent things.
我们会做研究。
We would do research.
结果社会就进步了。
So that the society as a whole can gain from it.
物质就进步了。
And our physical life also improves.
但是各位朋友。
But friends.
现在我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
我们知道的越多。
The more we know.
是不是一定会更快乐呢？
Does it mean we'll be happier?
我们请看传道书。
Let's turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
传道书第一章
Ecclesiastes chapter 1
第十八节
verse 18
传道书第一章第十八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18 For in much wisdom is much vexation and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow
啊，有一些小孩子啊，看到这一节就很高兴
There are some children when they read about this verse are very happy
啊，告诉妈妈你看圣经叫我们不要读书了
And the children will approach their mothers and say Look the Bible tells us not to study
读那么多干什么越读越忧愁
What's the point of studying? The more knowledge we have, the more sorrow we have.
不是这个意思。
But that's not what it means here.
圣经不是教小孩子不要读书，不要看错。
The Bible is not telling our children not to study.
写这句话的人读书最多。
The person who wrote this verse actually is very wise.
就是以前古时候有一个王叫做所罗门。
He was a king of Israel. His name is Solomon.
他读很多书。
He read a lot of books.
很有智慧。
He has much wisdom.
甚至写很多书。
And he wrote many books.
但是他得到一个结论。
But he came up with a conclusion.
多有智慧。
That he who increases knowledge.
就多有愁烦。
Increases sorrow.
为什么这样子呢？
Why would this be?
这个智慧并不是属灵的智慧。
This knowledge is not...
不是属灵的，是不是 not spiritual?
It's not a spiritual knowledge.
是人间的智慧。
Rather, it is the knowledge of this world.
什么说呢？
What does it mean?
我们今天想想看，我们的地球。
Think about it. Look at the earth.
小弟因为有机会去非洲很落后的地方。
I have had opportunities to go to the desolate places.
我去到肯亚。
I went to Kenya.
最落后的乡村。
The poorest village.
没有水，没有电。
There is no water, no electricity.
那些小孩子。
And the children there,
到处乱跑。
They were running around the streets.
在地上捡东西吃。
And they were picking up things on the street and putting it in their mouth.
他们常识很少。
They have
常识，这是 knowledge 很少。
They are poorly educated.
但是呢，他们很快乐。
But they're very happy.
但是看看我们现代的人。
Look at us today.
我们担心什么呢？
What are we worried about?
天气好的时候。
When the weather is good.
想说哇，这个臭氧层差了一个洞啊。
We think about, oh no, there's a hole in the ozone layer.
哇，我出去要涂太阳油。
So if I go out, I must put on sunscreen.
下雨的时候担心什么呢？
When it rains, what do we worry about?
酸雨啊。
Acid rain.
那么这个也担心，那个也担心。
We worry about everything.
啊，好了，吃的就好了。
Let's talk about food.
现在的人可以吃什么呢？
What can we eat now?
喜欢吃牛肉的。
We like beef.
我有一个朋友很喜欢吃牛肉。
I have a friend who loves beef.
我去英国看他，他说我现在不吃牛肉了。
When I went to visit him in England, he said I no longer eat beef.
因为有疯牛症。
Because of mad cow disease.
牛不能吃，可以吃什么呢？
So if you cannot eat beef, what else can you eat?
是鸡好不好？
How about chicken?
鸡有禽流感。
There's avian flu.
那么吃鱼好不好？
How about fish?
鱼又污染，有血卡毒。
But there's pollution in the water.
有重金属。
Heavy metal in the water.
那么吃斋好了。
How about vegetables?
吃菜好不好
？Vegetarian.
菜又有农药。
But there is pesticides.
那不要吃菜了，喝汤好了。
So let's not eat vegetables. How about just drink soup?
我看那个新闻报道啊，说广东的煲汤啊，都致癌啊，汤也不能喝。
I've read in the newspaper that soups in Canton are carcinogenic.
啊，这个年代真的不用吃东西啊。
So we're living in a world where we really can't eat anything.
知道的越多，越不能吃东西。
So the more you know, the less food you can take.
还有担心世界打仗啊，核子战争啊。
You still have to worry about the warfare going on in the world, a nuclear war.
伊朗又怎么样啊
？Or something about Iran.
伊拉克又怎样啊
？Or something about Iraq.
油价又很高了。
Or the price of gas.
你看我们是不是知道很多
？So don't you think we know a lot?
每天打开报纸都是知识了。
Every day we look at the newspaper, we read the newspaper, and it's news.
但是这是知识有没有给我们带来喜乐呢
？But would this knowledge or news bring us happiness?
请问各位
，Let's ask.
哪一天早上你看完报纸之后
Is there a morning after you read the paper?
或者是晚上睡觉前看看新闻？
Or when you're watching the evening news,
看完之后好快乐哦。
And after watching it, you felt happy.
有没有这样的感觉？
Has there ever been a time like that?
好像都没有。
I don't think there is ever one.
知道越多越愁烦。
The more you know, the more sorrow you have.
为什么这样？
Why would this be?
并不是知识不好。
It's not because knowledge is bad.
而是我们知道的东西，但是不能改变现实啊。
Rather, it's because we know about it, but we can't do anything.
我们所知道的是人的知识。
What we know is a knowledge of man.
人的知识只可以解决我们的生活。
The knowledge of man can only help us solve the problems of our life.
啊 ，living 的问题啊。
The problem of living.
吃饭的问题。
The knowledge of putting food on the table.
但是我们心灵虚空，就不能够用物质的东西来解决。
But we're spiritually empty, and there's a void in us, and this physical knowledge cannot help us.
我们请看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书第十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
但以理书第十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
这里告诉我们有两种知识。
Here it tells us there are two types of knowledge.
第一种呢是隐藏的。
One that is hidden.
是封闭的。
Which has been sealed.
这是什么知识呢?
What knowledge is this?
是神的话语。
This will be the word of God.
是生命的粮食。
The food of life.
除非神启示你。
Unless God has inspired you.
打开你的心。
To open up your mind.
不然你不会明白。
Otherwise you will not understand.
但是呢,在第二种知识呢?
But the second type of knowledge.
就是物质的知识。
The knowledge of the world.
这里说,尤其在末后的日子。
It says here, especially at the time of the end.
对,很多人往来奔跑,很多人在研究。
Many shall run to and fro, many shall do research.
结果知识都增长了。
And knowledge shall increase.
我们问一问我们这一代。
Let us ask our generation.
这一代你不要看那些十二三岁的小孩子。
Don't look down on the 12 and 13 year olds.
一个十二三岁的小孩就已经比啊一个前两代的老阿公老阿妈七八十岁的人知的东西多很多了。
A 12 and 13 year old today actually knows more than the 80 or 90 year olds two generations ago.
但是有没有更快乐呢?
But are they much happier?
答案是没有的。
The answer is negative.
为什么会这样？
Why?
我们请看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
阿摩斯书第八章第十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
八章第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 11.
十一到十二节。
Verse 11 and verse 12.Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it.
13节。
Verse 13. In that day, the fair virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst.
这里告诉我们现代的情况。
It is describing what is going on now.
人，这个世界已经很丰富了。
We are living in a world of abundance.
没有一个人晚上没有吃饭的，我相信。
I'm pretty sure none of you here are starving.
但是现在的饥荒并不是没有吃饭的饥荒。
But the starvation we face today is not because of a lack of food.
而是人生没有方向。
But rather because there is no direction in life.
活着没有目的。
We live with no purpose.
所以每天就是吃饭、睡觉、工作。
So our daily routine would be eat, sleep, and work.
我们不知道。活着是为了什么?
We don't know why we live.
我们不知道人生死后会发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen to us after we die.
我们也不晓得为什么要来。
And we don't even know why we're here.
所以你看到最后都很多年轻的男女因为干渴而花粉了。
And so that is why verse 13 says, In that day the fair virgins and the young men shall faint.
那么既然金钱不能满足我们。
Since money cannot satisfy us.
知识不能满足我们。
Knowledge cannot satisfy us.
有什么东西可以满足我们呢?
What can satisfy us?
主耶稣已经给我们最明确的答案。
Our Lord Jesus has given us a very clear answer.
我们请看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 7.
七章三十七节。
Chapter 7 verse 37.
七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
三十七到三十八节。
Verse 37 and verse 38. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
这里主耶稣有一天站起来大声讲。
Here Lord Jesus one day stood up and proclaimed,
如果一个人渴了
If a person is thirsty,
可以到主耶稣来那边喝啊。
He can approach Jesus and drink.
奇怪，主耶稣不是卖矿泉水的。
We may be puzzled. Jesus is not a water vendor.
为什么要到那边喝什么？
What would they drink?
并不是喝肉体的水。
It's not to drink physical water.
主耶稣要给人心灵的满足。
Lord Jesus wants to satisfy them spiritually.
我们想一个问题。
Let us think about a question.
我们人的灵是谁做的？
Who made our spirit?
是神做的。
It's God.
所以里面就有一个空间。
So there is.
有个 space.
There is a space in it.
只有神才可以填满。
And only God can fill up that space.
打个比方。
For example.
好，我们看 baby 很可爱哦。
If you take a look at a baby, it's very adorable.
小弟有三个小孩子，最小那个最可爱。
I have three children. My youngest is the cutest.
大家都可以抱他玩，他很可爱，他们很像我。
And everybody likes to hold him and cuddle him because he looks like me.
啊，没有错，平常的话大家抱他没有问题啊。
On ordinary times, you have no problem.
啊，但是如果他想睡觉，他要找谁呢
？But when he's sleepy, who would he be looking for?
他要找妈妈。
He'd be looking for his mother.
那妈妈只有安全感。
Because mother can provide him security.
全世界都可以抱他，但是只有一个妈妈可以满足他。
The whole world can cuddle him, but only his mother can satisfy him.
有时候连我啊，我抱了半个小时，他都不睡。
But sometimes even I couldn't put him to sleep.
哇，妈妈一抱他几下，就马上睡着了。
But when his mother carries him, he fell asleep.
因为这样，妈妈可以满足这个 baby.
Because his mother can satisfy him.
我们人也是一样。
So are we.
我们今天可能什么都有了。
Perhaps we have everything.
为什么还不满足呢？
Why are we still not satisfied?
因为我们还没有找到神。
Because we haven't found God.
所以如果我们找到神了，
If we have found God,
渴了，到主那边就可以得到永生的水喝了。
And we're thirsty, we can go to Him, and He can satisfy our thirst.
主耶稣可以给我们什么呢？
What can Lord Jesus give us?
我们看约翰福音的六章三十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 6 verse 35.
六章三十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 35.
六章三十五节。
6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
啊，这主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Lord Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
主耶稣解决我们生命的问题。
Our Lord Jesus has satisfied our physical life.
啊，不是生活的问题哦，是生命的问题。
Sorry, he has answered our questions regarding life.
啊，生活跟生命是不一样的。Life is different than living. 啊，
there's a difference between life and living.
啊，生活赚钱就可以解决了。
For living,all the problems can be resolved with money.
但是生命有两个问题没有解决。
But there are two problems with life that has not been resolved.
什么问题呢？
What are those problems?
第一个，这是人的罪性。
One is the sin of humans.
每一个人虽然没有犯大罪，但是我们都有罪性在里面。
We may not have committed major crimes, but there is still a sinful nature in us.
不好的习惯。
Our bad habits.
贪心。
Greed,
说谎
lies,
有时候会想到不好的事情
sometimes we'll think about evil things.
如果这个罪性慢慢的发展我们就犯罪了
If we were to let this evil nature develop in us we will commit a crime sooner or later.
为什么这个世界那么不美好呢
Why is this world not perfect?
因为人的心不好
Because of our sinful nature.
暴力
Violence
贪心
Greed
淫乱
Immorality.
所以这个世界才那么乱啊。
And that is why this world is such a mess.
那主耶稣来改变我们的罪性。
But the Lord Jesus comes to change our sinful nature.
他流宝血。
He shed his blood.
洗去我们的罪。
He washed away our sins.
让我们做个新的人。
He wanted us to be a new person.
这个就算连中国的孔子也做不到。
Even the Chinese Confucians was not able to do this.
孔子的道理很好。
Confucius has good teaching.
但是他自己都说。
But even he himself said.
我自己常常听到很好的道理，但是我有时候自己也做不到。
I've heard many good teachings, but I myself cannot do them.
但是主耶稣可以给我们生命的答案。
But our Lord Jesus can satisfy our life.
解决我们的罪的问题。
Resolve this problem of sin.
第二，主耶稣解决我们死的问题。
Second, our Lord Jesus has resolved the problem of death.
因为有罪，所以这个世界就有死。
Because of sin, this world has death.
我们看第39节。
Let's read verse 39. 39
到40节。
Verse 39, verse 40. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day. 40. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
这里主要是说，凡信他的人，以后虽然可能死了，但是也要复活。
Here it says that for those who believe in him, even if they have died, they shall resurrect on the last day.
肉体有一天要过去。
When their physical body shall pass,
但是灵魂不死。
But our spirit will not die.
所以我们要找到灵魂的归宿。
So we must find a place for our spirit to go.
就是天国，有天国的盼望。
And that is heavenly kingdom, the hope of heavenly kingdom.
有一个姓蔡的先生。
There was a man whose last name was Tai.
这蔡延金，蔡延金先生。
Mr. Tai.
他跟我们分享他的见证。
He shared his testimony with us.
他在1990年的时候，因为好奇啊。别的不好的朋友叫他说：“哎，试试看这个毒品。”
In 1990, due to some influence from his bad friends, he decided to try some drugs.
当然开始说这个没有什么嘛。
At the beginning, he felt there's nothing wrong with it.
结果想说吸两口不会怎么样。
He thought just taking two snips will not be that bad.
结果吸了30支之后。
But after 30 snips.
哇，就开始上瘾了。
He was addicted.
为什么他会尝试着吸这个毒品呢？
Why would he even think about trying in the first place?
一个人呢，活得好好的，就是不耐烦。
A person who has a good life is just not satisfied.
物质什么都有了，就心灵就虚空，要找刺激啊。
He has everything he needed, but he just seeks some excitement.
所以就超上了瘾了。
So he was addicted to drugs.
一上瘾就很难解决了。
And once, he's addicted, it's very hard to kick the habit.
有些人是上瘾吸烟。
Some people are addicted to cigarettes.
有些人上瘾赌钱。
Some people are addicted to gambling.
有些上瘾上不良的场所。
Others are addicted to going to unsuitable places.
但是这位先生他上瘾毒品。
But Mr. Tai was addicted to drugs.
好几次被警察抓了。
He was arrested by the police many times.
他知道这个东西不好啊。
He knew that the drugs are bad for him.
但是控制不了自己。
But he couldn't control himself.
母亲劝了很多次。
When his mother talked him several times into not taking drugs.
他没有办法控制自己。
He couldn't control himself.
母亲都说他里面焦了。
Even his mother said, "You're hopeless."
有时候他花100加币的钱买毒品啊，2-3天就吃完了。
And sometimes he would spend about $100 Canadian buying some drugs, which would only last him 2-3 days.
没有毒品的时候啊，他发抖啊，在流鼻涕，流鼻涕啊。
Without drugs, he'd be sniffling, he would be shivering.
整个人都很不舒服。
And the whole he just doesn't feel right.
尝试了很多方法要戒掉。
He has tried many ways to kick the habit.
也没有办法。
It doesn't work.
曾经想要信佛教。
He once thought about believing in Buddhism.
但是也没有办法帮他解掉。
But even that couldn't help him overcome his addiction.
他得了这个毒瘾之后，每天心里都很不平安。
So each time he would, since he was addicted to drugs, every day he didn't feel peaceful at all.
但是人的尽头就是神的起头。
But the end of man is the beginning of God.
有一次他的邻居传福音给他。
One day his neighbor preached the gospel to him.
叫他来听福音。
And said to ask him to come to church to listen to some gospels.
他刚开始想说，我是拜偶像的，他听这个对我来说不适合。
Initially, he resisted because he thought that he was an idol worshipper.
但是后来被请那么多次，还是来了。
But after being invited so many times, he decided to try it at least once.
那时候天气很热。
It was a hot day.
他还穿长袖。
He came to the church wearing long sleeves.
弟兄姐妹就问他说：“那么热，为什么还穿长袖啊？”
And brothers and sisters asked him, "It's such a hot day, why are you in long sleeves?"
他想说：“反正我也不用隐瞒什么了，就把它翻开来说，我是毒品的，毒瘾的。你看，这是我的真孔。”
So he thought there's nothing he should hide, or he could hide. So he rolled up his sleeves and showed them all the holes where the needles were poking.
教会的人不单只没有歧视他。
None of the members in the church discriminated against him.
反而更关心他。
And they even show more concern for him.
帮他祷告。
They pray for him.
这个他听道理。
And he was listening to the truth.
来教会一个月之后。
A month later.
嘿，他得了圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵在他里面。
When the Spirit of God dwells in him,
帮助他。
Helped him.
帮助他改过。
It helped him to change.
他觉得很喜乐。
He felt happiness.
所以慢慢在差不多一个多月之后，慢慢这个毒品的瘾啊，就戒掉了。
And a month later, he was finally able to get rid of his addiction.
以前在上瘾的时候很不愉快，很不喜乐。
In the past, when he was addicted to drugs, he couldn't feel happiness in his life at all.
现在靠了主，戒掉不好的习惯。
But relying on the Lord, he has managed to kick his habit.
每个礼拜都来教会。
Every week he will come to the church.
不需要毒品的刺激。
He doesn't need the drugs to excite his life anymore.
神满足他的心。
God was able to satisfy him.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
我们都是正当的人。
We are all good people.
我相信在座大部分我们都没有这个投影。
I'm sure none of you have any drug addiction.
但是我们来讲一个问题。
But let us think about one question.
人性的虚空不单只是透过毒品来表达的。
The emptiness in your spirit not only manifested in the form of drug taking.
人，有时候我们想夜阑人静，一个人在家里的时候。
Sometimes in the middle of night when you find that you are at home all by yourself.
我们会不会觉得孤单呢？
Do you feel lonely?
没有人可以理解我了。
Do you feel that no one understands you?
我们可能打开我们的银行的账簿。
Perhaps you'd like to open up your bank book.
后面很多个零了。
You may see many zeros.
我们的家也装潢得很漂亮。
We have decorated our house luxuriously.
但是我们快乐吗？
But are we happy?
我们满足吗？
Are we satisfied?
还是我们还在饥渴当中呢？
Are we still thirsty?
如果还在饥渴当中，
If you still that you are still thirsty,
我们非常诚意地邀请你们，
Then we welcome you.
跟我们一起来查考道理。
To come to church and study the truth with us.
心中这个空，
The void in you.
我们只有请神来帮我们填满。
Only God can fill it up.
今天晚上正道到此。
I am a sermon here this evening.
荣耀归给神。
May all glory to His holy name.
现在再请诗班来继续来为我们献唱。
When I ask the choir to present a few more hymns.
听的时候不单只用耳朵来听。
After listening to it, when you're listening to it, do not just use your ears to listen.
用我们的心来听。
Please use your heart to listen.
想想这些歌词。
Think about the words.
会不会在描写你跟我了？
Are they describing you and I?
我们请诗班。
Let's ask for the choir.